USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Partial results show Mayor Pete leading Bernie Sanders in the Iowa Democratic caucuses. Senator Elizabeth Warren is in third place and former Vice President Joe Biden in fourth. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says she's going to vote to acquit President Trump in the Senate impeachment trial. Speaking on the House floor on Tuesday, she says it was improper for the president to mention investigating a political rival on a phone call with a foreign leader. Collins also says,
"This decision is not about whether you like or dislike this president, or agree with or oppose his policies."
President Trump putting the finishing touches on his State of the Union address. The speech is set to highlight the president's accomplishments. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
According to one national poll, President Trump's approval rating has never been higher. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
Just as the election season begins, a new Gallup poll finds 49% of Americans surveyed approve of the job the president's doing. And that poll was taken during the impeachment trial in the Senate. A majority of Americans, 52%, say the president should be acquitted. President Trump enjoys the support of 94% of Republicans, 42% of independents, but just 7% of Democrats. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A good portion of the country is in the path of a winter storm. The National Weather Service says the storm will generate a band of snow and ice from the southern plains to the northeast over the next 48 hours. And a magnitude 5.0 earthquake is rattling Puerto Rico. The tremor struck just before 10 a.m. this morning Eastern Time, about 14 miles south of the island. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories of the day, retired Navy SEAL David Goggins, the only member of the U.S. Armed Forces to complete SEAL training, Army Ranger School, and Air Force Controller training, is the definition of the greatest American comeback. That's at least according to Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn. She joins Fox News and talks about why it was important to have Goggins as her guest at the State of the Union.
I would see this guy running the Brentwood block, and I said to my husband, I see him running all the time. And then I learned his story. So when we were talking about a guest for the State of the Union, I told my husband, I said, David Goggins is the perfect comeback story as we talk about our nation's comeback story. What an amazing life, an amazing man, amazing story.
Goggins had dreams of joining the military, but had to lose over 100 pounds to make that happen. He shares with Fox News how he was able to lose that 100 pounds and what motivated him.
Well, first of all, I had low self-esteem. I was battling with a whole bunch of different issues from my childhood. And I realized for me to get any kind of self-esteem at all, I had to put myself through extreme training. And then the whole Patriot thing was just, I had a great opportunity to become someone.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.